charge here. That's what the rules are.
All right, I'm in charge this week because you weren't here last week. Well, this is actually last week.
Technically, yes.
Yeah. Welcome to Walkers and Talkers, episode 170. I'm David Brody from Elvis Duran, the morning show. And, of course, that's Jamie from Light FM in New York City. So, we're 4 or 5 days behind.
Yes.
And so, we had moved the Tuesday recording to Wednesday, then Wednesday to Thursday. And then Jamie couldn't make Thursday, so I moved it to Friday. And I was going to do it myself on the 6th, Friday the 6th, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And so, when I wanted to do it, Friday is crazy mayhem. Everybody's got studios and doing weekend stuff. So I had to go into the backup to the backup studio.
Oh, I know that studio.
And the microphone sounds like a tin can.
Oh,
so when you go to...
So
So I went in there. So I put a trouble ticket in so the engineers can fix it. But it's too late now.
It's too late now.
And so I went in there and I went, I'm in charge because I'm the only one here. So I started the podcast.
Oh, no.
And I'm listening to it, and I hear it in the headphones. I'm like, yeah, so Lindsay, the actress who played Laura Tatnak.
That's actually exactly how it sounds.
And so I listened back to it, and that's what it sounded like. So at some point, I took a dive, and I texted Jamie, and I said, we'll just do two next week.
Yeah.
So we'll do this week's episode in 2 days.
Yes.
And some people were mad. They're like, we need snappy banter. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It was so crazy for me this weekend. I didn't even have a chance to tweet out that we weren't doing an episode.
Oh, wow.
So I'd like to apologize to all the talkers and the listeners. By the way, so I told you originally I'd come up with the podcast idea based on the title.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's a great title. I should do a podcast so I can keep the title. And so we did a podcast. And so I have a problem. We'll talk about that later.
Uh-oh.
It's a world beyond problem.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Big problem.
Big problem.
Big problem.
Okay.
Okay. So let's talk about a little bit of news. Hopefully you haven't watched the episode, but if you have watched the episode from last week, which was Stalker, then you'll just enjoy this anyway.
Yeah.
Just a week late.
A week late, yeah.
Now, if you watched last night's episode, which was...
Morningstar.
We'll get to that. We're going to do that in 2 days.
Yes.
And I'll even tell you what a Morningstar is in case you don't know, but by now you probably do.
Okay.
So, news from last week, Lindsay Register, she confirmed her character was dead. Spoiler, Laura's dead.
Yeah.
We haven't even reviewed that part of the episode, but I want to give you the information.
I was like, oh no, Tatnak.
Tatnak. She did talk about, now that she can talk about whatever she wants, she filmed a scene with Eugene in the sanctuary when the walkers got in.
Yeah.
That she felt that she was going to die, they're all going to die. She went into Eugene's room, they had sex.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And apparently in the scene, she says to Eugene, don't think too highly of this. I'm only doing it because we're going to die. And he was all shaken, but they had sex.
Like Post Malone, it was just sex, though.
That's what I'm thinking. So the interesting thing is they cut that scene
from the show. Did I miss this?
And it's not in any deleted scenes on any of the DVDs. So that doesn't, it's
so
not anywhere.
Making out and doing all this. So and no one can see it.
So, in theory, they filmed a scene, but since it's not canon, it's not in anything, then he still hasn't had sex, at least during the apocalypse that we know of.
Yeah, because they cut it.
Right. Mm-hmm. But imagine him with Tatnak.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to see it.
Interesting thing about that, about your Lindsay, played Laura.
I like that name.
The first episode is kind of, I don't know, slows me down.
Oh.
It's Lindsay. No, it's Lindsay.
Lindsay.
I don't have time for that. Don't add letters.
Yeah,
I can't.
Lindsay.
It's horrible. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, her first episode in season 7 was called The Cell. And that's where she ended up on The Walking Dead, which we'll talk about.
Okay.
Was the real reason Lauren Ridloff?
Yeah.
Plays Connie, right? Lauren Ridloff got put in the cave. She's become a more in-demand actress. In fact, she's going to be in the new Marvel movie, The Eternals, with Angelina Jolie, a whole bunch of other people.
So they put her in the cave?
The Walking Dead basically had two choices. Kill off Connie, or figure out how to keep her on the show without actually featuring her in the series for a while. Now, if you remember, Danai Gurira did the Avengers movies and Black Panther.
She did all that?
They worked around her schedule. They took her out of episodes. They filmed out of order.
Yeah.
So they conceived the cave storyline to explain why she's not around for a while.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. My point is,
that was very nice
you're not going to see her for a while. So it looks like the Whisperer War is going to continue. We're so far behind. It's the next two episodes from this podcast.
Okay.
And then episode 13, I believe, is the Michonne episode. Mm. So you're looking at least episode 14 or maybe 15 before they do or don't find Connie and Magna.
Okay.
Or that might be the cliffhanger they keep talking about.
Oof.
Like they go in the cave and they only see one of them.
Oh,
or
God.
Only one of them says, "Are you alone here?" And then it ends, right? You don't know who the other one is. Like, you don't see which one they're talking to.
You just hear a voice?
And you only know one of them. No, like, they'll go, "Oh, my God. Are you alone?" Like, and you don't...
And then no one responds, so then we don't see anything.
Right.
Damn it, they're going to do that.
Maybe. Anyway, Angela Kang talks about how it worked out great, and it was a great idea because it gave Carol and Daryl some more time for character development. So...
And yeah, now that Connie's hidden in a cave, no more.
Now she's filming The Eternals.
She can't touch Daryl, so.
Can't touch that.
Yeah, can't touch that.
Angela Kang confirmed Dante helped Beta infiltrate Alexandria.
You totally called that, by the way.
Yeah.
Your theory was spot on.
Yeah, he dug the grave. He killed Cheryl, right?
That
the old lady.
That was quite the excavation underground.
Right. Somewhere in here, I think I called tunnel bullshit.
Excavation bullshit. That was a little...
You're talking about a 1 mile long tunnel. Where'd all the dirt go?
Yeah.
You got to carry that dirt out.
How do you get that out? They don't have enough manpower.
And there's no mountain of dirt by the...
And they don't have a bobcat or one of those things.
Yeah. One of those trucky things.
Yeah.
One of those things that scoops out.
Little things. The scoop.
Right.
They don't have the scoop.
On Talking Dead, they referred to that as the Winnebeta.
The Winnebeta.
The camper.
Oh, Dale.
All right, so Walking Dead episode Stalker. It starts off with Beta in the mobile home. He walks in. There's two Whisperers in there who see him, and they're like, "Oh, well, we know what you want."
Yeah.
They immediately lift up the carpet and the floor.
Then, I actually screamed. I'm like, "He was right," meaning you.
Oh, because
you call that.
Well, yeah. Anyway, we've seen this trailer for weeks. We knew he was going to be under Alexandria and come up through the grave, which is exactly what he did.
Also, him coming out of the grave was a little dramatic.
With the hand?
No one comes out like that.
Well, the zombies do in zombie
well,
horror movies.
But he wasn't a zombie.
He was trying to reach. He's digging.
I guess, yeah.
of all the men who wear dead skin on their face in a zombie apocalypse and come up through the ground, that's not the normal way they do it.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Here's something else we saw in the trailer. Rosita's in her house. She goes and checks on the crying baby. And she sees it needs to have clean diapers. So turns her back on the baby, goes into the kitchen, gets some... whatever the room it is, to get the clean diapers. She looks back and there's a Whisperer over the crib with a knife.
Isn't
that
Beta?
No, it was another Whisperer.
Oh, okay.
And the Whisperer stabs the baby. And then she wakes up. Remember, we were like, how's she going to get there in time?
Yeah.
It's one of those old dream sequences.
Dream sequence.
Gamma's at the gates of Alexandria. Everyone has spears on her. So she takes her mask off. She says, "I'm the one who knows Aaron, and your people are in a cave." So Father Gabriel says... "You said the walkers were in a field, and now you say they're in a cave."
We can't believe you.
Gamma says, "She moved it." And Father Gabriel doesn't believe her.
No.
He's got his one good eye on her.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Gamma says, "I'm just trying to help because the baby they left in the field, that's my nephew." She says, "The baby's mother is dead." And then we watch a flashback of her killing her sister.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case we forgot.
Just in case she just pushed her right in the
right.
Hard.
She says, she will show him on the map where the cave is. I'll show you.
Yeah.
So she goes to walk into Alexandria, and Rosita punches her in the face.
I was a little surprised that she knocked her out.
She says, "You're a liar," and she says, put her in a cell.
Ooh.
Cut to Daryl in the woods. There's a Whisperer finding dead walkers in the woods with arrows in them.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, shit, you better hide, boy.
Now, those arrows are not Daryl's. We find out later in the episode whose arrows they are. Because they had green tips on them.
Green little feathery things or whatever that is.
Yeah. So he's following this walker, and then another, Whisperer, and another Whisperer comes out, so he ducks, he hides.
Yeah.
And then Alpha and a whole bunch of walkers
Mama
come out.
Comes out.
So it looks like this is the entrance. This must be another entrance to the cave. Because it's not the entrance they went in before.
Yeah, but they came out of the other side.
But
of
now he can't go in because they're all coming out, and there's a horde coming out.
Uh-oh.
Gamma wakes up. In the cell, her head is on the ground. There's dried blood on the floor. Rosita says, "That's from the last Whisperer we had in here." Oh. And Gamma says, Did you kill him? And Father Gabriel comes out of the shadows and says, no, I did.
I love that.
That's badass.
I was like, yes.
Gamma claims she didn't know anything about Dante. She's like, I didn't know about Dante. Like, you're lying again. How'd you not know?
Yeah, how'd you
But
not?
Nobody knew about Dante, to be honest.
Not really.
Father Gabriel says she's going to have to work very hard to show that she's different from the people who are whisperers, who lie and kill and eat worms. And Rosita says that if you can't do that, you're going to die. Gabriel says, I'm a man of God. I've taken many confessions, and I can tell when people are lying or holding back. That story about the baby and the baby's mother, you're leaving something out. So he knew. He must listen to the podcast. So Gamma tells Father Gabriel to ask God if she's lying, and Father Gabriel says, I already did. He told me to hang you.
I know. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yep. Whoa. Father Gabriel is a new man.
D-gaff.
She admits to killing her sister for Alpha. She says, she didn't even have to ask me. I just did it.
Well, at least she was honest.
So Father Gabriel says he believes her now, and so she asks for a map. Alpha's leading a group of walkers and whisperers when she thinks she hears something, and a whisperer near her gets shot with an arrow, with a bolt, and falls to the ground and starts being eaten by walkers.
Oh.
Obviously, it's Daryl, but here's my question. Why didn't he just shoot Alpha? Now, before
you,
what's your theory? I have a theory. Why don't you think he didn't? Do you have a theory? Do you have any idea why he didn't shoot Alpha?
I don't know. I thought, what, take her out.
That's what I would have done.
But then there'd be no story.
Well, because later on in the episode, which we'll get to, he says, he implies there needs to be a better way than killing each other and, yeah, you know, whatever. But she's a crazy woman. You can't.
And Carol wants to torture her and then kill her.
Right. So did he not kill her so that Carol could kill her? Or did he not kill her because he's hoping they can come to a resolution? And why is it okay for him to kill her whisperer?
Yeah.
Because that guy went down screaming. You know the other walkers are going to eat him.
Oh, no, yeah.
Which they did.
I hope if I had a chance to shoot her, I wouldn't wait for Carol. I would just go, I have my chance now.
Right. Remember when Milton and Andrea had a chance to kill the governor?
Yeah.
And they didn't. And they're both dead.
And look what happened.
Spoiler. Milton and Andrea are dead.
Milton. Aw.
Aw, poor Milton.
He turned out to be a good man.
Yeah. Anyway, so Daryl kills some whisperers. He punches Alpha in the face. That was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
Then Alpha cuts his face with a knife.
Jeez.
He hits her in the face with a tree limb, then stabs her in the shoulder. Oh. He's got her on the ground, and he wants to know where his friends are, as if she would know in the cave where they are.
Yeah.
His eye is bloody. He can barely see.
You see, like, red-tinted vision through his perspective.
Right. Then he's fighting off walkers with a tree limb. Alpha keeps stabbing him in the leg.
Oh, God.
They're both badly wounded, and he runs off, and she runs off. Gamma shows them back to the Alexandria, shows everybody on where the cave is on the map and where the patrols are so that they don't get caught.
Yeah. Oh, man, she's full-blown traitor mode.
Full-blown traitor mode. Everyone believes her except Rosita.
Rosita.
Father Gabriel says he brought her into the meeting so they can all see how weak they are, and they're easy to break. He believes they can now break all of the other whisperers. Like, oh, look at, first of all, she's a young, impressionable girl who got thrown into a cult. Her sister's dead.
Yep.
She's been disillusioned. She was lied to about Lydia being alive.
She always looks like a deer in the headlights, though.
Father Gabriel thinks for some reason that they're all going to be able to be broken. Oh, it's not going to be a problem. Look how easy she was. Have you met Beta? Now, here's where he gets Laura in trouble. Mm. Father Gabriel says, from now on, when we come across one of them, don't kill them. Take their teeth, pull out their fingernails. Sooner or later, they will crack and drop the act, because that's what it is.
It is not an act. He's crazy.
Right. And they're looking at Father Gabriel like he's, like, they're terrified.
Yeah.
Rosita is looking like, this guy's crazy.
I'm dating him.
So I'm going to explain why Father Gabriel is responsible for Tatnek being dead.
Okay.
When we come back. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's Xander Berkeley, Gregory from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to David Brody and Jamie on the Walkers and Talkers podcast.
By the way, before the commercial, how fun was it to hear Xander again?
I know. I was surprised he played that one.
Xander Berkeley. Well, you know what? Well, a lot of this episode and next episode has to do with Hilltop.
Yes,
he used to run Hilltop.
Yep.
So I thought we'd play the old Xander Berkeley, yeah. Gregory. Oh.
We always make him sound like Foghorn Leghorn. Well,
oh, yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes. All right. Alpha's limping. She's tracking Daryl. Why she didn't bring other Whisperers with her, I don't know.
She was worse for wear, let me tell you.
I don't think Daryl killed all the other Whisperers, did he?
No, he limped off with a knife in his leg okay. and all this shit.
So she gets to an abandoned gas station, which, by the way, looks like it was abandoned in the 70s.
It looked like a garden. What is a, like a, what is where you grow the plants outside? Garden house? What's the word?
Greenhouse?
Yeah, greenhouse. It looked like.
Well, it was overgrown.
Yeah, but it looked, like you said.
But it had the old analog numbers on the gas pumps.
It was so old.
Where they'd like a little wheel.
Yeah, with the little wheel. Yeah. It was very old school.
That's old school. Anyway, Daryl's inside with a knife in his leg looking for some kind of weapon. Alpha has her shotgun. She hears walkers in the area, so she starts banging her shotgun against the wall to attract them.
I'm like, oh, shit. And they're both in the same little thing?
That's right.
Come on.
Father Gabriel loads up his shotgun, asks Rosita if she's okay. Rosita says she's been acting erratic. I've been looking for a fight. And he doesn't seem to care. He says, you've been looking for a fight, rather. And he says, so what if I am?
Oh, boy.
Okay. You remember you're the priest that was scared and you left all your congregation outside?
Down.
Rosita says, Coco misses Sadiq. She doesn't need to lose you as well. That's a bad thing to say.
And then something else happened, and I thought he's a goner.
Well, we'll talk about that because the episode names came out for the rest of the season.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And we'll talk about, you know what? So one of the episodes, I think it's 14 or 15, is called Tower.
Okay.
Now, if you read the comics, something happens on a tower. That isn't good. And so I feel like that, at least to someone, is going to happen with the tower.
Okay.
So if anyone goes near a tower, climbs up a tower, hold your breath.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That's it. Not a spoiler. I don't know what they're going to do on the TV show.
Sometimes it differentiates, but yeah. Okay.
It could be, again,
it's a warning.
Could be somebody else. Although we did talk about this, I think it was season 8, when somebody, if you remember when Rick and the Jadis group, the scavengers, were going to attack what they thought was an overrun sanctuary.
Yes.
And then when they got there, no one was in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
And they found dead people around. Mm. And one of the dead people was upside down.
Yes, I remember you pointing that out.
And I said, oh, this may be like
watch out for this.
Right, this could be like a foreshadowing of what might happen.
I think you talked to, when we talked to Greg Nicotero on the phone,
I may have mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Name drop.
Episode called Tower. Don't go near the tower, is what I'm saying.
Watch out.
Stay from the tower. Somebody clearly is not going to.
Don't look at the tower.
Don't look at the tower. Look at the bat. Don't look at the tower. Anyway, Judith talks into the cell the way she did when Negan was in the cell. She asks Gamma her real name. She says, my name is Mary. She tells him I'm from Santa Monica. I had parents. I don't remember much else.
Yeah.
So her mind is blank. She was totally brainwashed. She said she and her sister made bad decisions, one after the other. We needed someone to make decisions for us. We met Alpha, and that's who we...
Yeah.
And Judith says, well, if you met my mom and dad first, you wouldn't be in that cell. Now, that's very poetic.
She's so cute and so damn smart.
But she's also basically saying, your life sucks. My life's great because I met cool people.
Now you're going to die.
Yeah, well, she didn't meet your father and mother.
No.
Who, by the way, I know they're adopted. I get that. She's adopted by them. But her father, Shane.
Yeah, and her...
Who was just about as nuts as Alpha, almost.
Yeah. And her mother was Lori. But they're both dead.
They're both dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her adopted mom and dad.
Yeah.
The real kids.
And again, they are her mom and dad. Rick, I'm just saying her biological mom and dad, both dead. Shane was a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Shane was definitely a little cray-cray.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, Rosita comes by, tells Judith to get inside for lockdown, and then gives Mary a dirty look. The walkers come into the gas station that Alpha was banging.
Yep.
Two of them look at Alpha and walk by. But did you see what the third one did? The third walker looked at Alpha and went, and then Alpha went right back at her.
She did.
Like, you know, you're scary, I'm scary.
Yeah.
I know the walkers aren't bright. I get it. But There's no dried blood on her. She's basically wearing a skin mask from like 30 years ago.
That's it. That's the only smell. She has to be giving off human odors.
And so she's not moving quickly like a person?
I wouldn't draw attention to myself.
And she's dirty? Is she so dirty that the walkers think she's them because she just stinks? In which case, Negan hit that.
Oh, he did.
Daryl kills the first two walkers while he's on his back, which was badass. The third one's winning, and he takes the knife out of his leg, and the blood...
That had hurt.
And he kills it. Oops, and the blood squirting out of his leg. Cut back to Alexandria. Laura is on the walkie-talkie, talking to someone who's a scout in a tower. There was an episode... Okay, I'm not going to say that. I just said that, yeah. Laura finds out there's a herd on its way, and now they have to cut down the amount of people going out for a search party to the cave so people can stay back and defend Alexandria.
Yeah.
Father Gabriel decides Rosita and Laura should stay back, and that Rosita says, yep, I've been having nightmares about them. You go on without me. He kisses her and says, I'll see you soon.
And then he hands her his hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That to me, I was like, oh, shit. Something's going to happen. This is not good. Yeah. Why'd you take off the hat?
Don't do it.
You never take it off.
Don't take the hat off.
Don't take it off.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Okay. It's nighttime. The old lady's grave is shown. And then, as we just talked about, the hand comes out through
very,
the grave.
Very dramatic.
It's Beta. He stands up, pulls out his big knives. We saw that in the trailer. I assume he was sent to find Gamma, right? She's like, I'm going to go find Gamma.
Yeah.
He didn't know she was in Alexandria.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
So he's just going to go in and try to find her, but he doesn't know she's there.
That's very risky.
Now, if you want to tell me the scouts told him that, like the people who were watching, they saw her go. But tell me that.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Otherwise, I'm calling Beta psychic bullshit.
Yeah. Of all the places, that's where he knows she's in there. Right. Come on. And he found her. Come on.
Two guys, Alfred and another guard, are talking about going out and fighting the Whisperers. They're putting armor on. One of the guys says, my friends and I beat up Lydia. So he was one of the guys who beat up Lydia. He says, it was no problem. One-on-one, they're a joke. And as he's saying this, Beta is behind them in the background with his knives out.
Oh, shit.
Well, how'd he get in the house so quietly, first of all?
He was... like the episode of Stalker. Like, he just got in there so freaking quiet.
Right, well, Daryl was stalking them, and he was stalking...
Yeah, there's a few stalkers.
A stalker's going on.
But he was so quiet.
So Alfred was one of the three that beat up Lydia. The woman, was it Margot?
Yeah.
Negan threw her into the wall, cracked her head open.
Yeah.
And now only Gage, the annoying teenager kid, he's the only one left from the three.
Yeah.
So he'll be gone soon, I'm hoping.
The
lights go out. Next, we see Beta going to another house. So obviously those two guys are dead. Next, we see Beta going to another house where people are eating dinner. He kills all of them.
So creepy.
We don't know why he's killing everyone yet, but we find out in a few minutes. Father Gabriel finds the two scouts dead out in the woods. There's no Whisperers. There's no Horde. And then they realize it was a distraction to get them out of Alexandria so Beta could kill people and find Gamma.
Yep.
They're like, wait a minute. Why are we out? Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was the cool part. Creepy, but cool. Beta kneels down on the floor, and he waits for the five people he just killed to turn into walkers.
I know. That happened so fast, too.
Because he wants them to be walkers.
Yeah. He's creating his own little herd.
Yeah. Rosita and the patrol see the walkers walk out in the street. They think they're Whisperers, because they're like, watch your hands. Be careful. But they're actually the people in Alexandria.
Actually,
now, again, I want to point out, when people in Alexandria die that aren't major stars to the show, nobody seems to care.
No, they don't.
There's no funeral. There's no like, oh my God, it's Jim.
Yeah, I know.
Sadiq dies. Everyone's like, oh my God, Sadiq, funeral, big
funeral,
thing.
Funeral, everybody else is like, huh.
Seven people were killed by Beta. Where's the funeral scene? Where's the funeral?
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
Cheryl didn't get a funeral.
Oh, well, she got buried at least.
She got buried by Dante.
And then someone came out of her grave, so where's her body?
Right. Well, the coffin, he must have gone around the coffin, I guess.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Well, the coffin dropped.
I think the coffin dropped down.
But the dirt didn't.
Yeah, actually, how did they do that?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. Again.
So many questions. Are
you calling grave bullshit?
I am now that you said that. Hell yes, I am.
How long are your hair extensions?
22 inches.
Nice. You like a good 22 inches?
I like a 9-inch and a 22-inch.
Wow, 22 inches. Very impressive.
Sorry, the 10-inch.
You can break an ass that way. Well, you've already done that. Hope you guys listen in order. You have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, they're so confused.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Beta walks right to the jail cell.
Right in there.
Somehow he knew where it was. So the only thing I could think of, is that Dante mapped out Alexandria.
Oh, that could be. And be like, oh, this down these little steps.
But even if you knew where the jail cell was, you don't know that Gamma's in the jail cell.
It's also nighttime. It's a little disorienting.
You just came out of the dirt?
Yeah, exactly.
How does he know during lockdown when no one's on the streets where the jail cell is and that Gamma must be in the jail cell?
How would he
because
know?
If she was a traitor and he thinks she's a traitor, then why would they have arrested her?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I'm calling plot holes bigger than the grave and the hole, the tunnel.
Major plot hole bullshit.
Somehow he has the key to unlock the gate. I guess they leave the key hanging in there. Gamma starts telling Beta that it isn't what she said, meaning Alpha.
She's a liar.
She's a liar. People are better than she portrayed. Hey, here's what you say to her.
Step towards
Lydia's me. Not dead.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. That should be opening line. Hey, just so you know, Lydia's not dead. She lied. Did she lie to you too?
Yeah.
Because that would have won Beta over.
Oh, I think so too. But she didn't say that.
Right. What made you turn? You turned on Alpha because she lied about Lydia.
Yeah.
So then tell him.
I think she should open with that, but she didn't.
She's terrible at defending herself.
Because
later on in the episode, I want to point it out, she's terrible again.
Her character really annoys me, to be honest.
So Beta says, come with me and I will make your death painless. Or you can fight me and it will be very painful. Oof. Gamma says she's not afraid of him. Crazy girl. He says, yes, you are.
She looks terrified, by the way. As she says, I'm not afraid of you.
I'm not afraid
of you.
Yeah. Then Laura walks into the prison, sticks a pointy object, some kind of spear, in his neck, and tells Gamma, go get help.
Yeah. I knew right here. I'm like, fuck, she's done.
Okay. Now, she should have killed him. Do you know why she didn't kill him?
No.
Because Father Gabriel, earlier on, said, if you see them, we're going to torture them and make them turn.
Well, he's also like 6'5", so...
If she had stuck that in his neck and killed him, like you're supposed to when you see them, kill them, Beta would be dead, Laura would be alive.
Yeah.
But instead, she tried to capture a man mountain with a spade, like a tool,
a garden tool. He was just too large. She could never have captured him. This one should have been an exception. She just killed him with the spike to his throat.
Right.
Done, and then you could torture the small.
So I wrote, she didn't kill him because Father Gabriel told her not to. She is about to die.
Good job, Father Gabriel.
Yeah. Beta pushes her away, breaks the stick in half, and basically walks away from her like he doesn't care about her.
No.
He was going to leave her alone. And then she jumps on his back.
And there it is.
He throws her against the gate of the cell, smashes her head against the cell.
Dead.
Goodbye, Tatnik.
Yeah. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote. You know what? I want to give credit where credit is due. And I had it ready, and I don't have it ready now. So I feel badly. There was a good joke. @C_Bass_.
Okay.
They wrote, Tatnik, now snap neck.
Aw.
I thought that was good.
That's funny.
So I want to give, credit where credit is due.
Snap neck.
I have a couple of other questions from our listeners for that episode.
Okay.
One's from Ty Get It Right, so I'll get to that in a second. So Beta comes outside, doesn't see Gamma, and he just turns around and assumes she's in the first house for some reason. It's like, oh, got to be in that house because, I'm sorry, let me start again. Gamma runs outside. She calls for help. Help.
It was really weak.
Help.
Her character is weak.
You should be run screaming.
Yeah.
Running fast.
Fast.
Away and screaming.
Yeah.
Judith lets her into the house. Beta comes outside, doesn't see her, and assumes she's got to be in the first house.
Got
to be.
Because she got away so fast.
She couldn't have run away, down the block.
Oh, she's got to be in the house.
So he breaks into the house. He goes upstairs. He hears a noise, tries to open the locked door. And Judith, using Rick's gun, shoots him through the door to protect herself and RJ.
Pretty good
and
aim,
Gamma.
By the way, right in the chest.
Right in the chest.
Through the door.
Right. The kids run by, because they run by. He's on the floor outside the door.
Time to move now,
and
honey.
And Gamma does the horror movie mistake.
Let's just look at him and
make
sure.
She looks at him for a second and then starts to walk away.
And
he grabs her by the leg, pulls her to the ground. And then we see he pulls the bullet out of the armor that he took off the two guys he killed at the beginning.
Bulletproof vest.
Good thing they had vests. Good thing he put it on.
Yeah.
Rosita calls Beta And she's got like a chainsaw blade looking thing called M-A-C-U-A-H-U-I-T-I. Massahuiti?
Oh.
Don't tweet me. That's how you spell it, but that's what they said on Talking Dead.
Oh, okay.
That's what that thing is called. He comes at her, he cuts her arm, because she cut him. She banged into him with the thing, right? He's about to kill her. Now, in the comics, Beta stabs Aaron pretty badly.
Ooh.
So I think maybe this replaces that.
Yeah.
He's about to kill her when Gamma stands up in the doorway with a knife to her throat and says, Alpha wants me alive. So step away or I'll kill myself. Now,
she even said that week.
Yeah, I would have thought that wouldn't work, but it worked.
Yeah, it did, actually. He doesn't,
Now, here's the thing. Right. He says, I'm going to kill you in the cell. He says, if you don't come over to me, I will come there and kill you painfully.
Yeah.
Now, did he mean he would still take her back and then kill her painfully in front of Alpha?
I got the impression that when she got back, she was going to get it really painfully. That's how I got it.
She says to him, step towards me. The same way he said to her in the cell, step towards me.
Using his own words there.
Okay. So then the next thing you see is them both outside of Alexandria in the woods, walking through the woods.
Yeah.
So here's my question. And it's the same question by Ty, get it right. How did they walk out of the gates of Alexandria?
Do you think they went back through the grave hole?
Well, no, because they would be out in the woods by the Winnebago then, if they went back through the tunnel.
Yeah, that's true.
So my first question is, why didn't they go back through the tunnel?
That would have made the most sense. So now you're just both out in the open. And now she looks shady because she's walking around with Beta.
Yeah, so I don't know how they got out. Why? I mean, did he threaten to kill her? Like, I'll stand back or I'll kill her? But no, they just walked out. So it didn't make sense to me. He says she's going to walk with her sister again, meaning you're going to be dead, like,
she dead
is.
Like she is.
Although I don't think the sister's a walker. I think she got eaten.
Oh, no, she's dead. Dead. Yeah.
Gabriel's group jumps out of the trees, and they shoot at him, and they miss. He's 7 feet tall.
They miss the mountain man.
How hard is it to quietly come out of the trees and start shooting at him? But they Rick Negan'd him. Like, and they missed him. You have so few bullets.
And they missed.
How do you miss, and how do you not run after him? So I'm calling aim bullshit. So then Gamma drops to the ground. She doesn't run away. And she's trying to convince them that she's innocent.
Her argument was,
she's like,
weak.
No, you see, I wasn't. And then I couldn't. I
was like, shut up.
He held me at knife point. I hate him.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Father Gabriel fell for it again anyway. He sensed that she was sincere.
Yeah, he did.
Alpha is all bloody. Back to Alpha, remember her?
Yeah.
She takes her mask off. Daryl's on the ground, losing a lot of blood. Alpha starts talking to Daryl and asking him if he sees the light beyond the shadow. Like, she's insane.
Yeah.
She says, pain made me, it made you. Pain made Lydia. And Daryl says, you lost her. You drove her away because you didn't love her enough.
What'd you say?
She's like, what did you say?
Oh, shit. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God!
What did you say, boy? I can't hear you.
What'd you say, boy?
So she staggers towards Daryl.
That was scary.
I think she respected him right until that.
Yeah.
I think she was like, listen, you're taking care of my daughter.
Yeah.
I have respect for you.
And now you cross the line.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she's definitely going to kill him. She's crawling on the ground because she can barely walk.
Yeah, she's hurt.
And then she drops the gun. And she passes out. She wakes up the next morning. Lydia is standing over her with a bunch of arrows with the green tips.
Yep.
So it was her killing the Whisperers or the Walkers, whatever they were.
Yep.
I'm calling a little bit of bullshit on the timing at that point. It's like, how did she find them? She does explain later because the episode's called Stalker.
Okay.
So we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Because people are like, well, how the hell did she show up? Alpha starts singing the Tattooed Lady song that she sang to her as a kid. She pulls out her knife. And puts it to her abdomen.
Oof.
And she puts her hands and Lydia's hands on the knife, hoping she will kill her and let her die.
Oof.
Lydia says, I just wanted to be around humans. That's all I ever wanted. They're imperfect, I get it. But I'm not going to help you kill yourself. So I'm not doing it. Oof. Alpha wakes up. Lydia's gone. Carved into the wood, it says, your way is not the only way. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming Daryl carved that, or maybe Lydia did.
It seems like Daryl would have with the knife, but it sounds like more of a Lydia statement. So who knows?
But I think that's why Daryl didn't kill her. He was trying to show her there's a better way to coexist.
Yeah.
I still don't get it, man. You saw what Negan did. He killed all your people.
Yeah, don't coexist with these crazy asses.
They're not, even Negan, as crazy as Negan is, she's crazier.
She's crazier. She is.
Yeah. Aaron returns to Alexandria. He tells them that they got separated, that Connie and Magna are in the cave. The caravan leaves with Rosita going to see the doctor, with Gracie, with Judith. Rosita introduces herself to Gamma. They shake hands, so they're cool now.
Yep.
All right, we'll bring this thing home, finish it all up right after this.
Hi, this is Dan Fogler, Luke on The Walking Dead, and you're listening to Walkers and Talkers with David Brody and Jamie.
Okay, now we see Lydia and Daryl in the woods, so you know it wasn't a dream. Lydia says she's been out there watching the Whisperers and the Survivors trying to decide whose side to take. So she's been stalking them. Mm-hmm. So clearly she saw the fight. She just happened to be around when that happened. I guess she was stalking her mother.
She didn't help Mama out either.
Right. Daryl asks Lydia if she killed her mother. And she says, if it was your father, Daryl, could you have done it? Now, we know his father was abusive.
Yeah.
But he basically gives her the look like, no.
Did she know that?
No, but she's just saying, like, would you kill your father?
Yeah, because I just wonder, because...
I mean, they may have talked.
Yeah,
they did talk a lot.
His father was
didn't they have a conversation at Hilltop? We talked about his childhood, what a messed up life he had.
Yeah, I think he did say that when he was trying to feed her water with a ladle. Right.
One of the times, he was talking about how shitty his life was. Yeah. Explicit.
Shitty.
Two Whisperers find Alpha in the gas station. I guess they followed her blood, I guess. I don't know. And she vows to have the Horde attack Alexandria.
Oh,
she recites her evil poem again. And
that's a weird-ass poem, too.
Yeah, about the end of the world and the whole thing. And it's crazy. I'm excited about next week's episode, even though I've already seen it.
I'm 10 minutes in.
I will say that Amazon Prime, I'm enjoying it. For the $30, whatever it was, for the full year.
Oh, I'm that's still, I couldn't get it worked out.
Oh, figure. I told you to use my password.
Okay, thank you. I'll split it with you.
Yeah, you will. it's a great deal.
Yeah, you will.
If I pay half. So 2 days from now, you know, we're doing this on the Monday, whatever the date is, the 9th.
Today's the 9th. We'll be doing it on the 11th.
Yeah, unless Jamie cancels again.
Isn't the 11th the Ides of March?
I don't know. It's Purim. I'm not, different religion. Ides of March, maybe. Yeah, sure.
I don't even know what it really stands for. I forget. I just remember.
Right. And look at you. You're in green already today. You're all over St. Patrick's Day.
I am Irish, so.
I know you
are. I'm very Irish. I'm ready.
You have that blood clot ring. Yeah. What is that? The clotter ring?
Oh, no. I do have a clotter ring. It's not on now. I do normally wear it.
No. Yep. Okay. Do you know the whole history of that?
Love, friendship, and loyalty. That's what they all stand for.
Oh, see, I just learned something.
It's a heart.
Yeah.
With hands around it, and then a crown on top.
Oh. Yeah. Which is which?
The loyalty is the crown.
How is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I get the other two.
Friendship is the hands and then the heart.
Makes total sense. So we'll have that answer for you next episode.
Okay, don't tweet us.
Don't tweet us. We already Googled it. Oh, look at you saying it now.
I know, because I knew you were going to say it.
Yeah, all right. So we're back on track now. We're all caught up.
Yes.
And, we got a lot to talk about next episode, because like I said, we've already seen it, and it's great.
Okay.
Very excited. Well, you haven't finished seeing it.
I'm not done yet, so no spoilers.
Jamie's already only seen like the first 8 minutes of the episode.
Only a few minutes.
So I've seen it. I'm telling you, it's great.
You saw it early.
I did.
Yeah.
And then I saw it again last night. I watched it again. And Talking Dead was back at its regular time.
Oh, thank you.
So exciting. All right, it's time.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down.